Let's see now, what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? Just boiled cornmeal.
Well, now, let me see now.
And I sometimes people fix it like they fix grits. Cornmeal.
Cool. Let me see. I know you don't got that one over there. Corn dumpling.
No.
I don't know.
How about Kush or Mush?
Well,
or
yeah, that's right.
Which one have you heard?
I would call it corn Kush or corn. Remember what I was saying? But I have no eating her that now.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Loaf bread. You talking about some good. My stepmother can make the best. She go right here in Atlanta and buy her some ease and make it. And you spread it all over the house. Buddy, you eat yourself dead. Yes, ma'am. I wish I knew how to make some.
There's nothing better than homemade
bread. It's really good. You ever eat it?
Yeah,
it's good,
ain't it? Sure.
Yes, ma'am. But I don't know how to cook it. I'm going to ask when I go down home, how much ease do you have to put it? I want to make me some. It's really good. But I have to make it out of plain flour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
What do you call something round, about that big round, it's got a hole in the middle and it's sweet?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Batter cakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Ham.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jaw and hog's head?
Wait, I know what you're talking about now. Let me get it together. Hog. Wait now. Because I love it. I know what you're talking about. I can't get that to save a lie. Because I can get me a biscuit, just eat it like it is. Hog salad.
Okay.
Let me see, what my Liverpool hog sauce, I think she called it. You put the eggs and put the oil in there and vinegar.
Yeah.
Put it in a press, in a pan press, and you cut down.
Yeah, that's right. And that's hog sauce.
Yeah.
Okay. When you bite down in a cherry, what do you call the hard thing?
Cherry. A seed.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing in a peach?
Yum.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Stick to the seed. Well, ain't right.
Well, now, you know, some of them stick to the seed and some of them you can get the meat loose.
I tell you. Clearstone peach. You can bust it over here to leave the seed. Yeah. And some of you have cut it over, you can.
Okay. And what do you call the ones that stick?
Now, they're not a clearstone peach.
No.
No, I don't know what you call them. I just call it a peach. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, beans that don't have to be shelled. Nah. I don't know more the beans that we have. We raise these butter beans and string beans.
String beans. And butter beans do have to be
shelled.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people could eat?
Well, the top, we call that green. And the bottom, we call that the bottom turnips.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat in your hands?
That ear corn.
Do you have chipmunks or grinnies or ground squirrels here?
No, ma'am. I haven't seen none like that yet. The deal is I ain't seen them.